Well, it's 16 days and counting until the 2014 NFL Draft. And once again, we bring in our Draft Insider, Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. Tony, hello to you today. We talk about this draft, and people refer to it in glowing terms as far as the depth in the draft. Can you describe to us and explain to us exactly what that means?
Well, I think there are some positions where there's incredible depth. I mean, you look at the receiver position, and it could be a historic draft as far as the depth is concerned. What that means is you're going to have receivers in the second, third, and fourth rounds, guys in the second round like Paul Richardson of Colorado, Dante Moncrief of Ole Miss, guys in the fourth round like Brandon Coleman of Rutgers, a fifth-round receiver like Michael Campanaro of Wake Forest, who will have productive NFL careers. They can be productive as rookies coming into the league as either a number three or a number four receiver return specialist. You're going to get good players at the receiver position really through the last day of the draft. That's how deep that position is. I think the offensive tackle position is another area that's very deep. You know, people talk about the top three players, Jake Matthews of Texas A&M, Greg Robinson of Auburn, Taylor Lewan of Michigan. But, you know, really there's a bunch of guys, Morgan Moses in the second round, Cyrus Kwanjo of Alabama, who's had a bit of difficulties. Two guys out of Tennessee, Juwan James and Antonio Richardson. These guys are legitimate NFL starters at the next level. So you're going to get good talent at the offensive tackle position really through the second, third round. Same thing with the running back position. You know, running back is more of a disposable position, or a seam is more of a disposable position in the NFL now. Still, second, third round area, you're going to be able to get a good number of potential starters or role players that will produce starting with their rookie year in the NFL. So I think in some positions it's really deep.
Tony, another position that Eagles fans have kind of focused on here is the pass rusher, the outside linebacker in a 3-4. And, you know, it doesn't sound like after those first few picks, Clowney and Barr and Mack, that there's really an impact player. Is there anyone beyond those three, or even somebody out of the first round, who might project as that kind of impact defensive pass rusher?
A lot of projections. I mean, no one of the elite status of the players that you just mentioned, but a lot of small college defensive ends who project to outside linebacker in a 3-4. DeMarcus Lawrence of Boise State's a good example. A guy who basically lined up in a 3-point stance, was a terrific pass rusher. Now in the NFL, in an Philadelphia Eagles type of system, he's going to be asked to stand up over tackle. Marcus Smith of Louisville, a guy who had a terrific career at Louisville, played well at the Senior Bowl at linebacker, showed some skill in space. Again, he's going to have to stand up over tackle at the next level. Jackson Jeffcoat of Texas, in my mind, an underrated guy. Again, a small college defensive end who projects to outside linebacker in a 3-4. You're going to have good players, but they're more projects, as opposed to, say, Khalil Mack or Anthony Barr, who are pretty much sure things.
Tony, do you anticipate teams trying to get out of early round picks and pick up more selections in those maybe third and fourth rounds?
I could see teams in the middle of round one where the talent kind of drops off and there's no special talent, maybe moving back to collect extra selections in rounds two or three where they can load up at receiver, where they can get their feature running back or running back that's going to produce as a rookie. Maybe they can pick up a right tackle who could start as a rookie. So I could see once you get into that middle portion of round one, teams trying to move back to the second or third round, because there's not a huge spread between the 15th player in this draft and the 35th player in this draft. So it makes sense.
Tony, I still want to know, in the NFL, where we all look for that Brian Dawkins type safety, and Dix and Pryor are projected as first round picks, and whether they're there or not for the Eagles, or whether the Eagles are interested, we don't know. Deep draft at all for the safety position, and what in the world is happening to safeties? Why is it so hard to find quality safeties in the NFL?
Well, because it's not a position of priority in college football. So college football, they're looking for defensive ends. They're looking for offensive tackles. They're looking for cornerbacks. That's why, you know, last year you had so many offensive tackles taken at the top of round one. That's why the previous years you've seen record numbers of defensive tackles taken, because that's what college teams are recruiting. Getting back to your question, I mean, as far as a Brian Dawkins type of player, you know, keep an eye. Here's a name to remember, Marcus Juan Huff of Wyoming. He's a big physical guy. He's not NFL ready yet. He needs some polish on his game. He's got experience at both corner and safety. He's explosive. He's fast. He's probably going to go in the fourth, fifth round area, but he's a guy that you can develop down the road and could contribute as a rookie in dime packages and on special teams.
Tony, the after the draft proceedings are always really interesting. The draft rooms close and all the personnel department, they furiously get on the phone and they try to lock up some of these non-drafted players. In this draft, do you look for more quality even after the draft than in previous years?
Invariably, it's going to happen, especially with at the receiver position, which we mentioned earlier. You know, there's going to be some guys who slide out of the draft because there's just not enough room. I mean, historically, there's about 32 receivers taken in a 7-round draft. You could have 40 receivers, 42 receivers taken in this year's draft, and there's still going to be quality players at the position who go unselected. You know, also times you have guys that are highly rated that have injuries, and teams are not quite sure how their injury situation is going to pan out, so they slip into the undrafted free agent status.
Well, Tony, it's going to be very interesting. We look forward to talking to you the rest of the week and, of course, leading into and through the May 8th to May 10th draft. Tony Pauline, draftinsider.net, we thank you for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.